When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Today's Wednesday, April 14th, and cryptocurrency prices went haywire yesterday. Not only did Bitcoin touch record highs, but many other currencies also made a run at record levels yesterday. The S&P and the NASDAQ also reached record highs yesterday. How can you have a boring day in the market when everything is running like that, right? If you're watching the stock market, you can't do anything but have fun. Now let's jump right in and talk about that crazy day in crypto yesterday. Stay tuned. Okay, so there's a cryptocurrency exchange named Coinbase. Now, they recently completed the process of getting themselves listed publicly as a publicly traded company on an open stock exchange, right? They'll be going public officially on the NASDAQ tomorrow through a direct listing. Now, Coinbase is the largest crypto exchange for buying and selling Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in the U.S. They said they have about 60 million, roughly 60 million average users, and the market's valuing them at upwards of $70 billion, and that is huge. The ticker symbol is COIN, which is also pretty cool. Now, with many companies piling into Bitcoin, this marks a moment in history for even more validation and support for the alternative currencies. I mean, we already saw Tesla lets you buy cars and Bitcoin. PayPal and Square even let you do some transactions with Bitcoin as well. So there's a lot of different uses for Bitcoin right now, a lot more than were here even just a year ago. So with this listing on Coinbase, money is pouring into crypto because people are anticipating higher highs for the industry. Right, investors wanting to get in when prices are low relative to what they anticipate will be, you know, what will the prices will be in the future. Right now, the issue is they're buying everything. Right, and obviously you're gonna expect some of the bigger guys to keep going. Right, if you're looking on the stock exchange, right, not the crypto exchange, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust or GBTC, the Grayscale Ethereum Trust. ETHE, those both give investors in the stock market exposure to the crypto space, and they were both up really strong today. MicroStrategy is a company that has a CEO that's been amassing Bitcoin for some time, and he's very vocal about his support for the alternative currencies. Now, MSTR and other companies that have invested in Bitcoin, like having Bitcoin in their treasury, even though they're not directly related to Bitcoin, just you having Bitcoin in your portfolio as a large company in a large quantity, that turned out to be a crypto play today. So a lot of those companies ran up as well. I mean, yesterday. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not a crypto guy, right? Hence me having a guest on to talk about crypto and educate us. But I know this, right? The fact that people are buying literally every kind of coin just because the other coins are running up. If there was a crazy stock market run up, like there is right now, actually, right? The crazy stock market run up, even if you bought garbage and all the hype, tomorrow when the hype is gone, that'll still be garbage. So be careful buying coins and cryptocurrencies that aren't great investments. But they may be at a discount because they're really cheap and it's really hard to buy, you know, see yourself buying Bitcoin at 60 grand and you can go buy some penny cryptocurrency. I mean, you also still want to be careful what you're buying, but there is a crazy amount of hype. So, ironically enough, I did open a Coinbase account a few days ago before this even happened. I mean, what timing, right? So, I mean, I'm slowly getting my bearings in this crypto space, but I'm definitely not rushing in like other people, right? I mean, when you see, like on Black Friday, when you see everyone running towards those tiny little doors to enter the mall, you don't run with them. You kind of wait and allow that space to die down. At least I do, right? When I do decide to start putting some bigger investments into the crypto space, I know I'll be buying Ethereum, right? Because you got to have some solid backing in your portfolio. And if I decide to go with some smaller cryptos as well, I'll do that. But they got to be very good quality, right? But Ethereum is definitely one that I would definitely have in my portfolio because I do like a couple of factors about it already, right? So with all this happening, I'm super interested. I'm like low-key looking forward to this Coinbase IPO tomorrow. Not IPO, just direct listing tomorrow. I was not at all interested in it until I realized kind of the anticipation and the excitement for it. So I want to see how it does. And even beyond this direct listing for Coinbase, I'll be doing a lot more crypto investing and research in the coming weeks. So all this kind of culminated at the right time, and I'm looking forward to what happens in the rest of my crypto investing career. Do you have any Bitcoin? Or do you have any cryptocurrencies? Tweet me your favorite crypto. More excitement to come from this earnings season. So, I mean, something's about to happen. Or we're just going to be riding this train up. Either way, we're going to have fun. So, this has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.